God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is from Galatians chapter 5 as Paul names the fruit of the Spirit. We're going through each one of these fruits as part of a sermon. And today, as the text says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. This is our text with particular emphasis on patience, the fruit of the Spirit. How many times have we ever heard the cliche of a prayer, God, grant me patience and give it to me now? We sort of chuckle with that. But yet there might be some times in our lives when we are growing impatient. And we don't want to be impatient, but we're feeling all those type of emotions within us. Something's frustrating us. And we want to be patient, but we just can't get there. We get impatient because, you know, we may think our own way, our own agenda is the correct way. We might get impatient because maybe we just didn't leave enough time for us to get to a location and we're battling unexpected traffic. We may get impatient. We may get impatient with other people. They're not doing the things we would want them to do. And so it sort of begs the question. Because when we get impatient, it almost seems like, you know, we're the boss and everything in the whole world should revolve around us. But are you God? Do we see all things? Are you the one who is omnipotent and all-knowing? Why should all the traffic lights turn green just because of you? Why should the whole world listen to you? It doesn't listen to me. Does it really listen to you? From Isaiah chapter 55, the prophet reminds us, from God's point of view, God would say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow came down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, bringing forth good, bringing forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Please notice who's the subject here. It is God who is doing the doing. It is God who gives us his word, not to do our will, but to do his will. He is the one who is omnipotent and all-knowing. You are not. So now, as a Christian, we say we believe and trust in God above all things. Martin Luther's explanation to the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. But now, do we truly realize this and believe it? Because in the midst of our impatience, are we really putting our faith and trust in God above all things? Yes, sometimes traffic will be unexpected and difficult. Not too much you can do about it. Sometimes the events of life will throw us a curveball. Again, sometimes there's not too much we can do about it. We may get impatient, especially with God. Again, is there anything we can do to control God or manipulate God? But sometimes in the midst of our impatience, we might think otherwise. When the events of your life are not going your way, can you look to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hanging on the cross, knowing that, yes, he does love you, he hasn't forgotten about you, he does care for you, and in the end it will work all out correctly? You will be with our Lord and Savior in heaven above, so why be impatient at the moment? And well, the answer to that question is, our sinful nature is impatient. Our sinful nature doesn't want to trust in God above all things. Our sinful nature would rather do things my way instead of God's way. And so for today, as we take a look at being patient, first of all, we're going to have to start with God. You see, God is extremely patient when it comes to you. God is patient for your sake. He values your life and the lives of other people. He even values you and other people when we all get impatient. From Exodus in the Old Testament, chapter 34, verse 6, the Lord proclaims, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. This description of God sort of fits God to the T. It's used more than just in Exodus, that God is slow to anger. He has that patience in and of himself because he values people. He puts more value upon you than you may even put upon yourself. Because how many times in our own impatience do we get impatient with ourselves? Do we sit there and think, I could have done better. I knew better. Why did I do that? And we start beating ourselves up, so to speak, mentally. Our Lord says, wait a minute. You're still loved. You're still forgiven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't worry about it. Mistakes will happen. Trust in God. Trust in His abounding, steadfast love. And when we do sin and fall short of God's glory, God doesn't take a look at the very first sin we do and say, whoops, he made a mistake. Wipe him off the face of the earth. No, God is very slow to his anger. Now, is God's anger there? The answer is yes. But for those of us who believe and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sins, we have his steadfast love. You see, God has a little bit of a different attitude when it comes to patience than we have. God is very quick to forgive, quick to have patience with people. But how quick are you and I to forgive? God is so quick to forgive and have patience that we may even get impatient with God because of his patience. How many times have we ever asked ourselves, okay, Lord, how long are you going to let this world continue in sin? Why don't you just take us to be with you in heaven above and do it now? Sure enough, for the Christian, we delight to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And at any moment, we should be saying, okay, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, it doesn't matter. But yet, when things get really rough for us, we may get impatient with God and saying, God, what's taking you so long? In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, Peter reminds us, but do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wishing that anyone should perish, but that all should reach repentance. So why is God patient? He's patient because he knows that he can add one more person to heaven above the longer he waits. So he's going to continue to wait. He's going to continue to wait because he wants every single human being, as many as possible, to be with him in heaven above. Now, I don't know about you, but during this last few months, I've been enjoying sort of following one of my little hobbies here, which is tracking the Cubs. This year looks to be a halfway decent year. And it's kind of interesting. It seems like the batting coaches are telling the players, and they're doing a good job of listening, to be patient. Be waiting for the right pitch to come at the right time. And in doing so, the hitting has been doing well, and more importantly, they've been getting more walks. You see, as we are patient, it seems like we are blessed more. So it is with our own lives. As we are patient and we trust in the Lord, knowing that he has control over all things, we don't. We just trust in his love and his forgiveness. So that's why the psalmist says in Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Why do we have to wait? It's not our doing. Sure enough, those Cub players could go to bat, and they can swing at the first three pitches that come their way. And I'll guarantee if everyone does that from now on, we will no longer be in first place. Probably more last place. But if they wait for the right time, for the right pitch, we may continue to be in first place even through the World Series. Amen. Okay, I'm showing my prejudice. Back to God's word here. Psalm chapter 31, verse 24. The psalmist continues and says, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Again, the psalmist here is reminding us to be patient, to wait for the Lord in His time, in His doing. But our sinful nature rises up again and says, "I got so many concerns. I'm worried about so many things. I'm anxious." And 1 Peter reminds us, chapter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you." God does not want us to be anxious, that we forget about this loving relationship we have with Him. But God wants us to trust in Him. So if our sinful nature is causing us to be impatient because of some worry or some concern, bring our concerns to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He does care for you. He does trust. He does love. But again, how often are we patient? Our Lord and Savior gives us a beautiful parable in Matthew chapter 18. He says, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt." A beautiful example here of what God does for us. We come before our Lord, yes, unable to pay the debt of our sin. We say to the Lord, "Be patient." And He says, "I'm not just going to be patient, I'm going to forgive. I'm going to wipe away all your sin. You are a new person, you are free, there is no more debt." Now what do? Do we celebrate and rejoice and give thanks and praise to God for His continual love and patience and forgiveness upon us? Let's continue the parable. "But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt." Again, this is a beautiful example of us as human beings. We're forgiven by God, but yet we don't always forgive other people. We want God's patience, especially when we sin and make mistakes, but we're not necessarily patient with those around. Let me just summarize what God does with that servant. Basically, He throws him back into jail where he belongs because of his lack of patience with his fellow human being. So here we have received from God His gift. Going back to that prayer, "God, grant me patience," right now He does. He did. He still will. You have to remember, this is called the fruit of the Spirit here. You receive that fruit when you receive the Spirit. You have that patience, and you have it now. However, our sinful nature says, "I don't want to use it." May sound silly, doesn't it? God gives you a gift of being patient, but we don't want to use it. God is patient with you because He values who you are. He values all human life. And God gives you the gift of patience as a fruit of the Spirit. You have the Spirit, you have the fruit. Or are you allowing your sinful nature to shut down God's grace, to shut down the production of that fruit? So when you are impatient with someone, do you really value their life? Or are you putting your own life above them? God values you above all things. That's why he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. He wants you to be with him in heaven above. But how well do we value the lives of those around us? And if we get impatient, we have to ask ourselves, are we in the back of our mind really devaluing the other person? When you are impatient with someone, it's usually because that sinful nature got the best of you, and you don't feel that person is worth the patience and the time that God has given to you. So what do we do now? When the law of God sort of strikes us in the heart as we realize, yes, Lord, I haven't been patient. And sometimes we haven't even been patient with God himself. We want things and we want our requests answered by God in our own way. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 reminds us, do you presume on the riches and of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? What Paul here is trying to tell the Romans and to tell us is, yes, God has blessed you with many things. He has given you a great deal of love, forgiveness, kindness, and has blessed you with many physical things. Don't let it go to your head. Because with all these blessings, God is still trying to lead you back to him, to repentance. The idea here is that God is trying to draw us back to Christ. And the fruit of the Spirit, again, is to remind us why we need Christ. He gives us that fruit. And when we see that fruit missing in our lives, it should ask us to stop, put on the brakes, and ask, why? Why am I so impatient with God and other people? Lord, forgive me. Martin Luther reminds us, God helps the patient who expect comfort and help from him, who do not become angry and murmur against God, who do not become violent with impatience, who do not seek forbidden help or rush to find human comfort. In a word, suffering and hoping spell victory for the Christian. Martin Luther is trying to remind us to be patient and not to try to solve things our way, but to look to God in his way, to look to his word to find comfort in, to look into his sacraments, to look to the Spirit as the Spirit continues to produce fruit in our lives. God gives us the gift of patience as a fruit of the Spirit. You have it through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The gift of God and the Spirit is given. But is the gift received? God grant me patience right now. He does. He has. He will. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he does. So we return to God's word, the source of our strength that testifies to who Christ is. We ask God to continue to grow that spirit within us. Help us to continue to bear that fruit. Put down our sinful nature that causes us to be impatient with other people. Help us to value other people, our neighbors, our friends, the people that we share the road with, we share the earth with, we share life with. Realizing that God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. So this day we thank God for the fruits that he gives us, including patience. And we ask the Lord to continue to stir up our hearts so that we may abound with his love, his joy, his peace, and his patience. in his name. Amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.